Welcome back to my podcast. Today we'll be talking about World War One and 10 events that had happened throughout the 4 years. As a warning for now, I apologize if I say any words, phrases, or sentences wrong. Some words I will purposely do because that is how I remember how or what it is. So that is just a warning for now. The first event we'll be talking about is the election of 1912. The election of 1912 is an American presidential election held on November 5th, 1912, in which Democrat Woodrow Wilson defeated Bull Moose, progressive candidate and former Republican president Theodore Roosevelt, also known as Teddy, and Republican incumbent President William Howard Taft. Why was the election of 1912 so important? You may ask this. Well, I have the answer for you. Some Republicans were unhappy with William Howard Taft, split with the Republican Party, and created the Progressive Party in 1912. Former President Theodore Roosevelt ran as a Progressive Party candidate, but was unsuccessful in obtaining a presidential win. The next topic we'll be talking about is the assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand. Now, you may be asking, who is this dude? Why are we talking about him? What does this have to do with anything of World War One? Well, I can answer those questions for you. Franz was a member of the Imperial Habsburg dynasty from 1896 until his death. And this is the story of how he died. On June 28, 1914, Franz and his wife were in the third car of a motorcade traveling through Sarajevo to the town hall. The Black Hand had several assassins positioned along the route. On the way to the town hall, the first assassination attempt occurred. A man named, we'll call him Ned. Ned threw a bomb into the car with the arc. Duke, however, the bomb bounced off the car and landed under the car in the motorcade. The car with the Archduke was able to speed away and make it safely to the town hall. The assassin did not give up. However, on the return to the trip, the motorcade took a wrong turn. When the driver began to back up, another assassin named, let's call him Gav, named Gav, happened to be right next to the car. He took advantage of this opportunity and began firing at the Ark. He fired twice, hitting the Ark once and his wife Sophie. At the time, the car sped up to the governor's residence to get medical help. Unfortunately, Sophie was dead before they arrived, and the Ark dude died few minutes later. How tragic. Now, how did this lead to the attack? The Austro-Hungary government saw the assassination as a direct attack on the country. They believed that the Serbians had helped the Bosnian terrorists in the attack. They made harsh demands on the Serbians, which the Serbians rejected. At the same time, Russia began to mobilize their army to help protect Serbia. When Serbia rejected the demands, Austria-Hungary declared war on Serbia. A few days later, Germany declared war on Russia to help its ally, Austria-Hungary. Then, France began to mobilize to help its ally, Russia. And then, Germany followed by declaring war on France. That's when World War One had begun. Now, the next topic we'll be talking about is the sinking of the Lusitania. I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. On the 7th of May, 1915, a German U-boat sunk the British luxury liner, the RMS Lusitania. 1,198 people lost their lives, including 128 Americans. Its sinking caused moral outrage both in Britain and in the U.S., and led ultimately ultimately to the USA declaring war against Germany. The next topic we'll be talking about is the Zimmerman Telegram. Now, the United States entered the war because of the Germans' decision to resume the policy of unrestricted submarine warfare and the so-called Zimmerman Telegram, as we just talked about, intercepted by the British, in which Germany floated the idea of the alliance with Mexico. The Zimmerman Telegram, or Zimmerman Note, or Zimmerman Cable, was a secret diplomatic communication issued from the German Foreign Office in January 1917 that proposed a military alliance between Germany and Mexico in the event that the United States entered World War I. Against Germany, Mexico would recover Texas, Arizona, and New Mexico. The telegram was intercepted and decoded by British intelligence. Revelations of the context enraged Americans, especially after Germany and Foreign Secretary Arthur Zimmerman publicly admitted that the telegram was genuine on March 3rd and helped generate support for the United States declaration of war on Germany in April. The decryption was described as the most significant intelligence triumph for Britain during World War I. And one of the earliest occasions on which the piece of signal intelligence influenced world events. Unrestricted. Sinking of the Lusitania. The sinking of the Lusitania luxury passenger liner, part of the Cunard line, occurred on the afternoon of Friday, the 7th of May, 1915. From 1410. I'll cut this out. Unrestricted submarines warfare by Germany. Unrestricted submarine warfare was first introduced into World War I in early 1915 when Germany declared the area around the British Isles a war zone, in which all merchant ships, including those from neutral countries, would be attacked by the German Navy. A string of attacks on merchant ships, followed by culminating in the sink of the British ship Lusitania by a German U-boat on May 7, 1915. Although the Lusitania was a British ship and it was carrying a supply of munitions, Germany used these two facts to justify the attack. It was principally a passenger ship, and the 1,201 people who drowned in its sinking included 128 Americans. The incident prompted U.S. President Woodrow Wilson to send a strongly worded note to the German government, demanding an end to the German attacks against unarmed merchant ships. By September 1915, the German government had imposed such strict constraints on the operation of the nation's submarines that the German Navy was persuaded to suspend U-boat warfare altogether. U.S. enters into World War I. Although World War I began in 1914, the United States did not join the war until 1917. The impact of the United States joining the war was significant. The additional firepower, resources, and the soldiers of the U.S. helped to tip the balance of the war in favor of the alliance. When war broke out in 1914, the United States had a policy of neutrality. Many people in the U.S. saw the war as a dispute between old world powers that had nothing to do with them. Also, public opinion on the war was often split, as there were many immigrants who had tied both sides. The Zimmerman Telegram was the final straw. President Woodrow Wilson gave a speech to Congress on April 2, 1917, asking for them to declare war on Germany. In his speech, he said that the U.S. would go to war, fight for the ultimate peace of the world. On April 6, 1917, the U.S. officially declared war on Germany. The Selective Service Act. The Selective Service Act, aka Selective Draft Act, was enacted on May 18, 1917, requiring all men between the ages of 21 and 30 to register with locally administered draft boards for military conscription by national lottery. The age limit for the draft were later extended to include all men from ages 18 to 45. President Woodrow Wilson reluctantly accepted the recommendation for the new draft law by Secretary of War Newton D. Baker. The law was drafted by General Enoch H. Crowder, the judge advocate general of the United States Army, and Captain Hugh Johnson. The Selective Service Act, aka Selective Draft Act, was canceled with the end of World War I in November 1918. This is a big one, dudes. Battle of Argonne Forest. I think I said it right. The Battle of Argonne Forest was part of what became known as the Meuse-Argonne Offensive, the last battle of World War I. It was a massive attack along the whole line, with the immediate goal of reaching the railroad junction at Sedan. The U.S. had over 1 million troops now available to fight, while the U.S. troops were not battle-tested. The introduction of over 1 million well-armed troops into the battle that had exhausted armies for 4 years would prove decisive in the final stage of the battle, which lasted until the armistice of November 11, 1918. American forces advanced on Metz, while French forces conquered the goal of the campaign Sedan. The Americans suffered 192,000 casualties in the battle, including 26,277 killed. The French suffered 70,000 casualties, while the German had 126,000 casualties, among them 56,000 prisoners. The Treaty of Versace. I don't know how to say the word, so I say Versace. It does look like Versace. World War I officially ended with the signing of the Treaty of Versailles on June 28, 1919, negotiated among the Allied powers with little participation by Germany. It's 15 parts and 440 articles reassign German boundaries and assign liability for reparations. The terms of the Treaty of Versailles were extremely harsh towards Germany, who had taken responsibility for the war. France, Britain, and Italy wanted to take revenge and punish the Germans. Wilson's 14-point plan was criticized for being too lenient towards Germany and were scuttled by the other leaders of the Allies. The terms of the Treaty of Versailles detailed territorial and military changes and addressed war guilt provisions and demanded massive amount of money. Reparation as compensation for the Great War. The terms of the treaty did, however, create the League of Nations as suggested in President Wilson's 14 points. And that's, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our podcast. I hope you learned something today. And thank you for listening.